The National Institutes of Health has awarded a new government-wide acquisition contract, or GWAC. The $20 billion contract, named Chief Information Officers, Commodities and Solutions, was divided among 65 companies and will help provide the entire federal government with IT solutions. For more on it, we turn to Rob Cohen. He is the director of the agency's IT Acquisition and Assessment Center, better known as NITAC. Rob, great to have you with us.
Great to be here, Emily.
So, Rob, why don't you start by giving us your one-minute elevator pitch for this new GWAC? What makes it great?
So this contract was developed over the past few years as a complement to the existing CIO SP3 contracts. Many people are aware of the IT service contracts that we awarded about 2 or 3 years ago, which are mainly focused on customized services and solutions. So we have been working over the past 2 years with industry and with government agencies to develop a contract to complement those contracts, which is focused on more of the product, services, managed solutions, and cloud. And that's what this contract is all about. It's about setting up a more tactical approach to help agencies to be able to procure those IT commoditized services and solutions and to meet those changing needs over the next 10 years.
And does it replace the previous contract, or is it in addition to?
So this replaces the ECS3 contract, which has been around for about over 10 years, and which was mainly focused on IT products and related services. But we made a lot of changes in working with industry and with the relationships that we've built with customer agencies and CIOs throughout the government, tried to develop a contract that really meets those new and evolving IT needs that are present today, but also those that are coming up over the next 10 years, you know, with the focus on cloud and managed services and those commoditized services. That's the emphasis of this contract, is really to help meet those needs throughout the government.
Among those things that you're going to offer, some of them are familiar, right? There are enterprise licenses, and then there's one called Everything as a Service. I'm just wondering what that is.
Well, that's really to emphasize the fact that the cloud services that are able to be bought through a fixed price environment. So basically, this contract is set up to be able to deliver those fixed price type environment needs in the cloud area, as well as the commoditized services and solutions.
And how does this track what we've heard out of the White House lately, with the emphasis on a couple of different things, the emphasis on shared services, certainly, but also on the cloud and on data management?
Yeah, so this contract, I mean, we work closely with the Office of Management and Budget in setting up these contracts and going through the whole government-wide acquisition contract process, and working with them to help set up a contract that addresses some of those issues. You know, the program in NITAC itself is a shared service, and it's designed to be able to work with every federal agency that needs that support, to that we are able to provide them that acquisition assistance and just basic knowledge in IT procurement, that they can reach out to us at any time to be able to get that support that they need, to help you know, get advice on those new and changing requirements that are coming out from the government, but also those changing requirements and in industry.
If you think about 10 years ago, 2005, a lot of the things that we take for granted today were really in their infancy, like social media. And so you're trying to fashion a vehicle that will take the government through to 2025. Tell us about a bit of the research that you did that went into this contract to make sure it stood that test of time.
Yeah, so that's basically the gist of how our program operates, is basically developing those relationships with industry, developing those relationships with customer agencies and CIOs. That's basically who we are, is basically an organization that's built on developing relationships and developing those relationships in order to have insight into what's happening out there, all the different things that industry groups are working on with respect to technology, working with original equipment manufacturers, to talk to them on a regular basis about what the evolving needs are. So a lot of that went into the development of this contract, but also that's what we do on a continuing and a daily basis, is to try to keep abreast of everything that's going on out there so that we can provide guidance and advice to our customers, not only on how to acquire things, but what is being acquired, how things are being acquired, and what new technologies are coming out there from, industry, as well as, industry groups and think tank organizations that are driving some of these major changes.
Do you visit with the providers, and do you also visit sort of larger private sector counterparts? Obviously, there's nothing as big as the federal government, but often companies are more advanced than agencies when it comes to technology. I'm just wondering if that's also something that you look into when you're trying to figure out where the government will be in a few years.
Yeah, we work very closely with industry to talk about what's going on in the private sector. We meet with some private sector companies to talk about what are they doing that maybe the government can adopt and look at. We try to develop models that the government agencies can look at and do a lot of stuff on our website that agencies can come to and look at to see what's going on out there, not necessarily just within the government, but throughout the IT community, both in the private sector and in the government.
You described the tactical approach that agencies have that when they need to purchase something like this. I mean, it almost seems as complex as a military operation in some respects when you're trying to navigate the world of purchasing for a federal agency. How are you doing some hand-holding?
So that's the biggest part of our program is, and we like to, the vision of our program is really designed to support our customers. And it's about developing those relationships over time. Some of the, other different types of programs like this are more transactional based and are based on volume. We like to think of our program as more of a relationship program where we're developing relationships with customers and supporting them through every step of the acquisition of IT, whether they're just doing research or if they want to do an RFI or if they want to, post an RFP. We're there to support them in every step of the way. We provide training to any agency that comes to us and asks for it. We have a customer service center that they can submit any question about IT, whether they're planning to place an order or not, or whether they're, just doing research. We're there to support them. That's, basically how we've designed this program to support the entire federal government, is based on developing those lifelong relationships with our customers, but also with industry, to be able to provide that long-term support to help them meet their IT needs. I mean, things change very quickly out there, and they're evolving, almost on a daily basis. And, we've designed this program to be able to just to support those needs that those agencies have on a daily basis. And, I can't stress enough that it's all about people and developing those relationships, whether it's a contracting officer or a CIO or an IT specialist in the government who just needs some advice and support. That's what we're here to do.
We're speaking with Rob Cohen, the director of the National Institutes of Health's IT Acquisition and Assessment Center, or NITAC. That leads into my next question. I mean, I think NASA got a lot of attention recently when it rolled out its SOUP 5 and then proceeded to lower its fees. Now it's something like less than 0.4%. How do your fees and how do your other services and attributes stack up against the likes of SOUP and those coming from GSA?
So there are many similarities between the three different GWAC programs in the government. GSA's GWACs are mainly focused on services, and NASA SOUPs is more of a product services solutions contract, similar to CIOCS. Our fees are 0.5% on this contract, which are lower than GSA, but also the pricing on the contract is designed to be lower than GSA pricing so that it's very cost competitive for our customers. Some of the differences in this contract is that we have 65 contract holders that we awarded to, and that's a mix of original equipment manufacturers, OEMs, and value-added resellers. So we went through a very rigorous source selection process and wanted to find companies that were able to support specifically those cloud and managed services, commoditized solutions and services. But they had to prove some strong capabilities in these areas and to support those needs of the CIOs over the and the entire federal IT community throughout the government. So it's a little bit different. I mean, as I said, we're more focused on developing relationships with customers and developing long-term relationships and supporting them through, numerous, IT acquisitions and not basically focused more on transaction or quantity-based IT needs. It's it's more of a long-term relationships and supporting those complex needs that the government has and being able to work with our industry partners to find solutions for our customers.
And Rob, before we let you go real quick, when does this open for business for agencies?
So we'll be open for business on May 1st and encourage customers to visit our website and you'll be able to go in and look at all of the information on those contract holders there now. But as of May 1st, they'll be able to start placing requests for information or RFPs on different needs that they may have.
All right. Rob Cohen is the director of NITAC at the National Institutes of Health. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.